This week, we're taking a closer look at water use in Western cities. Today, Tucson, Arizona. It used to be a city of lawns, kept green, even in blazing summer months, by frequent watering. Over the decades, though, that has changed. Today, Tucsonans eschew lush lawns for landscaping that is more in tune with the city's desert setting. As Arizona Public Media's Vanessa Barchfield reports, that doesn't necessarily mean there's no green.
Hector. Hi.
My name is Hector Mendoza. I'm with the Artificial Grass Superstore. And what we're doing today is we're doing a artificial lawn area right next to a pool.
It's early, but Mendoza and his team have already been at it for a few hours.
We try to get here as early as possible. You know, today is going to be 109.
By the time the sun sinks today, Mendoza's team will have transformed this backyard from a dirt lot into an artificial green oasis.
Can I step on it?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Mendoza says business these days is good, and most customers come to him for one reason.
Just the cost of the water and maintenance. I mean, we don't foresee any cost on water going down.
Whether or not they go the artificial route, Tucsonans have been ripping out their real grass for the past four decades. Here's Tucson Water Department's Fernando Molina.
It starts in the 40s and 50s when we had a lot of growth here in Tucson, but not a lot of investment was made in the infrastructure.
So then come the 70s, and people who moved here from other parts of the country start feeling water stress for the first time.
People were coming home at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, turning on their irrigation systems, probably doing their laundry as well, putting a big burden on the distribution system, and we simply could not pump the water out of the ground fast enough to meet these high demands.
Tucson Water launched a public information campaign called Beat the Peak to get people to water their lawns less.
The original slogan was, never water between 4 and 8.
And in the late 70s, the city council adopted a new rate structure for water use. As people used more water, the unit cost would go up. That move was so unpopular that all the city council members who voted for it were recalled. But the rate structure, it stayed in place. And it's still the law of the land today. Molina says it really has nudged people to change their landscaping.
The desert landscaping ethic has really taken hold here. We are 10 years ahead of most communities in Arizona in terms of even thinking about that, 20 years ahead in terms of actually doing something about it.
And that has driven down Tucson's per capita water use from about 160 gallons per day in 1980 to just more than 120 gallons per day last year. Pima County Master Gardeners is one of a number of organizations that promote low water use landscaping and xeriscaping, says the program's Eric Johnson.
The seven principles of xeriscape are common sense things like design, using desert adapted plants, having an efficient watering system. Those kinds of things, which sort of are no-brainers to longtime Tucsonans, really help to have a successful, beautiful garden and to save a great deal of water.
He stresses that xeriscaping does not mean xeriscaping, and his group is here to teach residents about the rich landscaping options here in the desert.
One of the most visible ways we do that is with our demonstration garden. We like to think that it is the biggest master gardener run demonstration garden in the Southwest.
One is hesitant to be the only one on their block or on their street to take out a lawn and put in a rock and a very different form of landscape.
Steve Grady is a landscape architect.
But in Tucson, it really took hold, and it took hold in a large way. So much of landscape is based on fashion.
Grady is an expert on the fashion of desert landscaping, but even he admits.
I did have a very small lawn area that I stopped planting over a year ago, and I just have let it go totally dormant.
His main motivation?
I am eager to bring my water bill down.
But it's not all about money.
I would like to be a little bit more in harmony with this desert environment.
We head outside to his garden to see what that harmony looks like.
If I look in the distance, I see a fig tree, a large chinaberry tree, some yuccas and some agaves. I have my raised vegetable garden.
There's no grass on the ground.
It's a huge tree.
But there is
behind
a whole
me
lot
is
of
the
green.
Cactus and succulent garden.
In Tucson, I'm Vanessa Barchfield.